The second round polio vaccination is a continuation of the first round vaccination campaign, and it started on the 16th of February in 2021, and it targeted 74 counties, about 2.8 million children.
All right,
so
about
the target is to reach 2.8 million children with monovalent oral polio vaccine. And this is in response to the CVPDV, or the circulating vaccine-driven polio virus outbreak, that was reported in September or October this year.
Yes, and how is this happening? Is it happening simultaneously, or it is one state at a time?
If we talk about the second round, it's supposed to happen at the same time, from 16th of February, for about 1 week. But however, depending on the local situation, so states have their plan. You know, it depends on their preparedness, and it depends on how, you know, the situation of the families are not accessible. So in some states, it starts within this period of time for 1 week, but there is also flexibility to do it within, you know, 2 weeks period of time. So it started 16th of February for about 2 weeks, and depending on, because some places are not accessible, some places need special arrangement, so they start within that time frame, and yeah, it's supposed to start simultaneously. Thank you.
Yes, and how does it work? Do you go from a center where people can come and get their vaccination in, or it's a door-to-door for polio campaign?
Yeah, so this polio campaign is house-to-house vaccination campaign. Teams are deployed to go house-to-house and give polio vaccination and make sure that wherever they go, they mark the houses and they mark the children's finger, because at the end of the campaign, we also do some kind of assessment to see whether all children have vaccinated. And that's done based on the markings on the children's finger and the marking on the house. So they go house to house to give the vaccination campaign. And they use vaccine carriers to carry their vaccines.
Mm-hmm. And over the years, we've seen and witnessed that some parents are not comfortable with this, or some parents don't trust the vaccinators going into doors to door or house to house. Some parents just, in other words, refuse their kids to be vaccinated. What will you tell them?
Yeah, so the most important thing that every parent should know is that this vaccine is safe, and it saves life. And it's very important that the child gets vaccinated, because if a child misses a vaccine, it's just one child missing a vaccine is too many. So every child has a right to get a vaccine, and for us to eradicate this disease from the world and even from South Sudan, we have to make sure that every child is vaccinated. So I want to tell every parent that this vaccine is safe, and it's good for the child, because it will protect the child from, you know, getting the disease. And we know that polio causes paralysis, and it's a permanent disability. So I want to encourage every parent to be willing to take the vaccine, because the vaccine is safe.
Yes, and we had an incident last week or a weekend ago when, you know, vaccinators were taking some vaccine to some of the places in Lake State, and they were attacked and they came back. What happened? Did you manage to vaccinate the children in Rumbek after the incident on the World Health Organization Commission cars that was attacked?
Yeah, so this attack was not on World Health Organization vehicle. It's Ministry of Health. Of course, this campaign is supported by the World Health Organization and UNICEF. So the teams were going to Rumbek North to vaccinate these children. It's a very unfortunate incident, and this really shouldn't happen, because these people went really to help the children. So for now, the campaign has not started in Rumbek North, but we are assessing the situation together with Ministry of Health, with the State Ministry of Health in the county, and it will start. Hopefully, we will do it in the coming weeks. It will depend on the security situation.
Right. And, just finally, before you go, one message do you have for the people listening to us right now?
Yeah, one message I have is that, yeah, so we all need to participate in this venture, because, I mean, everyone has a responsibility to make to eradicate polio from South Sudan. We've already eradicated, but we need to maintain it, and it's everybody's responsibility. So I want to encourage families, parents, and everyone to bring their children for immunization, for routine immunization, even when there are campaigns, because vaccines save life.
All right.
That's what I want to tell them.
Judith, thank you so much for talking to us. We do appreciate your time.